In behalf of Ann Cordone, who is our ex-program manager who left our program 2 weeks ago, I'm presenting this in behalf of her, and thanks to her, I'm brave enough to be in front of you. And I'm going to be presenting Watching the Weight of the Community, Use of an IIS for BMI Tracking Intervention. Okay, I just want to give a credit to the people that helped me put this together, the presentation, which is the work group, San Diego Coalition Obesity and Initiative, Beth Costello from Alterum Institute, Ann Cordone, who is the SDIR manager, Dr. Nader, Cheryl Moder, and Emmy Shihan, who is the Childhood Obesity Prevention Mission Project co-director of Alterum Institute, and she's here to help me out on answering some of your questions. Again, I was put in this 2.5 weeks ago, so don't kill the messenger. And Dr. Sawyer is also here in front of me, who is my boss, will be helping me out, okay? And also, this presentation is based on our pilot and summary report of our pilot clinics. And also, we want to thank David Kopal, who is the data analyst, to put together a report for us. Okay, I want to give you a little bit of background of what we did and how this all started, this initiative. We created a body mass index in SDIR and added in SDIR in June 2008. We created that for the reason of everybody's requesting. We used to be in SDIR. When we launched SDIR 2004, it was just a TB module. And people are asking, are you going to expand your screening tools? And we used to be called TB module, and we expanded it to be called TB screening tools. We included the BMI, height and weight, the oral and hygiene, and lead features of the registry. And then in the late spring 2009, the San Diego County Obesity Initiative formed an SDIM BMI work group. The reason for that is we created the, in 2008 the BMI. We launched the BMI in 2008 and let everybody know that the tools are there for them to use, but it seems like a lot of people are ignoring it because of their concentrating on putting immunization. So the San Diego County Obesity found out that we have that tool. So they came to us and asked us questions about it, and because of the reason for that is they don't have a reporting tools to gather all the information they need. They found out that the SDIR has this tool and they want to use it. So they let us inform that they can help us to promote and let the people know that the SDIR BMI is there for them to use. They also called their term institute that helped the Michigan put together a work group to analyze what the problem is and other issues that goes behind that. In August 2009, their process of review began with one clinic. They piloted in one clinic. They identified what clinic needs to use it first and pilot it. And the second and third clinic reviews started in January and February 2010. And then they try to figure out and understand what the barriers with the clinic in entering data in the BMI features of the registry. The areas of focus for work group. So we form and met twice a week, I believe. And so the whole point of this is for BMI, SDIR BMI to be the point reporting tools. On the top, you will see the community clinic pilot sites. We identified three clinics that to be the pilot site for this BMI features of the registry. We have the intensive effort to help the clinic to overcome the barriers, use the data for programming or program management to get the report in and out for them to use in their clinic. And then we have an EMR data interface for one of the clinics. They put the BMI in their EMR and spits it back to the SDIR by using the interface. And then probably in the near future, we're going to have a WIC data interface. And then on the bottom, you will see the promotion, awareness, and adoption. Coalition help us to promote and make community aware and the clinic aware that the BMI features in the registry are there for them to use, and they actually can help them to identify and see how they can help them in the clinic in regards with initiative, obesity initiative, and getting information to focus on their education for obesity. Again, the focus group goals is to determine how weight, height and weight entry fit into the interfere with clinic flow. We all know that the clinics are busy, and we always hear that we're too busy to do anything. We had a hard time recruiting a lot of providers in putting immunization, but we are successful enough to let them know the real issue, and the bottom line is they can help them recognize that immunization registry can help them to lessen their work. Assess provider attitudes towards and experience with using SDIR BMI during the pilot implementation. They have the mixed feelings, the need to feed more framing of their work into this. And the reason for that is, again, they're too busy. Understanding the impact of SDIR BMI using the childhood obesity prevention and management practices in a primary care setting. To be able to know if they're successful, the BMI tools of the registry will help the providers and the clinic to see if they're successful of what they're doing. Without it, they can't do anything. They won't see if they're progressing or they're having progress in giving this education for their patients. A primary care provider needs for and interest having aggregate data on their patient and clinic population. The providers need to figure out what kind of data or what kind of reporting they want out of this SDIR BMI features of the registry. They have to decide what I want to see out of this whole data. They want to see the high-risk kids that they have in their clinic, or they want to see any success that they have done in regards with the education and initiative that they're doing in their clinic. The technical assistance process, we focus on the administration and providers. We all know that we have to get the buy-in from administrations and the providers. We have to show them the importance of using the SDIR, what benefit they can get out of this tool. Observation of the clinic flow and support. They watch how the clinic flows and they want to know how they can efficiently put this BMI SDIR tool and make them used easily for them to enter data. When do they need to enter data? During the sick time, during the visit time, or during immunization? They have to determine that, and Alterum Institute helped them to determine when they can enter the data in. The clinic support focus on data entry, patient level reporting, and summary reporting in three healthcare, community healthcare clinic sites. So they help them to determine how they can easily put the entry in. They're gonna use the EMR, we're gonna do an interface, we're gonna use the SDIR, we're gonna put it back to their EMR. So those are kind of things they look at in different areas of data entry. Meeting facilitation and support in all approvals. This is pretty controversial because the county has to approve what needs to be shared. Right now, all BMIs are not shareable. Only clinic that puts in are the ones that put in, can see the data. So everybody needs to decide, or higher up needs to decide what will be shareable. So as of now, it's in process and still meeting up to this point. And then we want to promote and increase the use of BMI to see the significant and how it can help the clinic or the benefit for each clinic to use it and to find out where the high-risk areas are, where the education and where the initiative needs to happen. I just want to let you know about the BMI features that we have in the SDIR. It captures the height and weight. The clinic uses the wheel in order for them to determine what the height and weight of the child or even the BMI. Now, how accurate that is, we don't know. They use that wheel, but the SDIR actually electronically calculate the BMI of each child. So we added that in the future. And you can also look at the graph, which I'll show you later on how it looks like. And then when the SDIR calculate the BMI, it compared the CDC reference population. It calculates for the child with diagnosed CDC report reference. It's just similar to what the CDC reference population. It plots the BMI percentile for age and growth chart, printable for provider and families. So the providers can easily show them, here's the growth of the child, or here's the BMI calculation. If the child is having progress, they can actually let them know how it looks like. This is the sample chart that we have in the registry. As you can see, the progress, because in the registry, in the beginning, we didn't have the historical data there. The providers let us know that that's important to put the historical data. So we added that in. If you can see in the top, there's the difference between the two, that they made a progress. The child actually came back and see the progress after the education and probably the initiative, it went down. Without the historical, you will not gonna know if the child had progress. If you only see one, you will see that the child probably just okay and not having problems. But as if you see this graph, you see there's a significant difference or success of education and the initiative that the clinic might have. Then the initial findings, providers use BMI wheel to calculate BMI by hand. I said that earlier, that that's the one they're using because they thought they have to use it. The duplicate reporting of BMI required due to the CHDP, EPSDT, don't ask me what the acronym stands for, requirement for hand-calculated BMI to appear on a hard copy. I think it's a medical. They're required to report that. They're required to report the BMI and CHDP by using the PM160. So we address the issues of duplicate entry. Again, the hardship they're having is duplicate data entry. Enter in the registry, enter in the PM160 that they use to submit the data. Data entry into SDIR BMI is not a real time. We find out that it's not real time due to the fact that they're entering it, they're busy, they're entering the one system, they do it later, so they can't really use that report in order to tell the patient, oh, this is where you're at right now, because it's not real time. And we have some feedback from physicians and clinic administration. The reporting needs, they want individual patient level reports of BMI and BMI percentile. The reason, the value of it is for them to have confidence that they can tell the patient that this is where your child is standing, this is where they are not right now. A lot of parents doesn't accept the fact that their child has problems. I don't accept the fact that I have problems with my weight, but if you give them a report and saying, oh, but your child is getting progress, so it gives them the confidence that the child, that what you're doing in the clinic is effective. They're showing the effectiveness of their education and initiative in their own clinic. Clinic level reports to compare obesity prevalence to provider clinic. You can use this report in order to see what area or pockets of needs or where could you start your initiative? Where do you stand in regards with the obesity rate in the community? Again, a family may have difficulty understanding the BMI chart. If you see them, I work in the clinic before, if you give them the chart, they were just gonna, okay, whatever you say. But if you really give this chart, the graph that I showed you in the SDIR, they will see the, if it's color-coded, that's what the clinic wants it, they can see the progress of their own child and they'll get interested of what their children or their child's BMI or height and weight status. And then also, and the bottom line is, we can see what referrals made by few obese patients maintain enrollment in treatment and programs. We all know that we have this data. We can say, okay, we made progress, we made success, but without it, we can't say that. This is just the model of factors influencing the use of SDI BMI feature in the registry. I just want to start with the outcome. The outcome, after all is this thing's done, the surveillance data, we have a surveillance data, we have a good quality data. If everybody's putting all their BMI, all the clinics in the registry, we have the surveillance data. We have a good BMI quality data. And then we can compare the data, and then we can do the nutrition and physical activity counseling. And then the administrator, if we have the support and buy-in from administrator, you can see we can lessen the barriers and most motivators for use is we flag the data, who is the high-risk children. They want the high-risk children to be out there first to see what they can help them. And then they have the confidence to relate to the family what message they have to give, because they have this accurate data that they have in the registry that they can give to the family, that what education and what other things they can do in order to help their kids. The overall project progress to date, as of 2009, we have presentation, we have 1,605. When we ran the report, I didn't have time to change my presentation. I believe we have more than 2,000 data in the registry, BMI data in the registry. The data entry has increased at some sites due to the promotion of the obesity initiative. They promoted pretty well, and they made aware the clinic knows that the registry futures, BMI futures, is there for them to use. The protocol established in some sites to collect and enter height and weight in well-child visits, during the well-child visits. Again, it depends on the clinic. It's their clinical judgment. We can tell them, we can recommend them when and when they want to put the data for the child, but only them can decide when they want to do it. But we have to show them the efficiency of when and where they can use it. Two clinics now receive quarterly BMI and obesity prevalence summary report from SDIR and monitor their problem. There's a lot of activities going on now in the clinic. I just want to let you know that even though we made three clinics as a pilot site, there's more than three clinics that are using the BMI futures in the registry as we speak right now. I just want to show you the graph of the BMI values entered pre and post SDI BMI workgroup effort. The clinic A are other clinics that are using the BMI futures. As you can see, in January and March 2009, there's just a limit activities there for all the clinics. BCD is the clinic pilot clinics, but the A are other clinics that using the BMI without even recruiting them as a pilot site. And if you can see the increase of clinic B in January and March 2010, so we have more data there now as we speak. So we just want to acknowledge the Operum and all their effort that they, in obesity, that they promote the registry pretty well and the use of it. This is the sample ad hoc clinic report. As you can see, the prevalence of overweight and obese is more on girls than boys. This is just data that we just put together. And the obese is like 25% for girls and 15%, I believe, I can see from that far, for boys. The overall result and lessons learned from the focus group initial site is the clinic administration. Again, the buy-in for clinic administration is very important, because they're the one that will tell the clinic staff what needs to be done. If you don't have a buy-in from, it's not as successful. So, as well as the immunization also. If the administration has no interest on anything that we say, letting them know, it's not going to be successful. But if you let them know the importance of using it and what benefit that can give in their clinic, they actually will be the one to volunteer to use it and implement it in their clinic. Must specify protocol for which clinic visits data should be entered. Again, you should make a recommendation when they can enter the data and what visit, well child visit, sick visit, immunization visit. You have to make a recommendation, otherwise they will decide in the way they know how. Clinic process mapping can improve frequency of data entry, efficiency, I already said that on my previous slide. Quality of physician time with the patients, that's very important. They can spend time and let the patient know what importance, education-wise, initiative-wise, and what they can help them in regards with their height and weight and of their children. Electronic medical interface, that's very important to eliminate the dual data entry. It's important for the clinic because it saves them time if you put it in one site instead of doing double data entry. Alerts for bad data, they want actually to build in a color-coded chart or flag them for the high-risk patients. We don't have that yet in our registry, but we're probably having it. Regular data quality review should be performed. Again, we don't want to buy data. Our goal is to have a good data for everybody to use. If you have a good data, you have confidence that what you're letting or relaying to the patients are real and honest, good data. I just want to show you the vision. It's probably mentioned it already earlier. You just want to see if the CHDP, WIC, EMRs, and everybody puts in their effort to put it in the registry, this is going to be the outcome, good initiative, and good outcome. Expected benefits, again, plotting growth and BMI charts, and for clinic, good reports, education, and for the county, initiative, determine what pockets of needs that they have in their community. What will be the next step? Again, business funding is always the issue. We want more funding in order to help the community clinic, or any clinics provider for that matter, facilitate WIC height and weight. WIC is the best place to capture this data because that's their focus. You know, education, nutritional value is their focus, so they capture this data. We want to interface and put their data in the SDI BMI futures. Increase and measure awareness of clinic staff for use of SDI. Promote it well. Disseminate by findings from pilot site and learn the action plan. We give them the report and see what we can do with that report and what education they're probably waiting for them for their patients. Now I just want to acknowledge all the clinic sites that participated in this pilot, and then also our public health officer, Wilma Wooden, and Karen Waters-Montillo, who is the immunization branch. Thank you, and that's it for me.